God's Angels, J.R. Miller, Daily Bible Readings in the Life of Christ, 1890. And when Zechariah saw the angel, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him, Luke 1:12. Yet the angel had come on an errand of love. He had come to announce to Zechariah tidings which would fill his heart with great joy. It is often so. All through the Bible, we find that people were afraid of God's angels. Their very glory startled and terrified those to whom they appeared. It is oftentimes the same with us. When God's messengers come to us on errands of grace and peace, we are terrified, as if they were the messengers of wrath. Angels do not appear to us in these days in their heavenly garb, yet they come no less really and no less frequently than in the Bible days, but they wear other and various forms. Sometimes they appear in robes of gladness and light, but oft-times they come in dark garments. Yet our faith in our Father's love should make us confident that every messenger that he sends to us, whatever the garb, brings something good to us. The things which we call trials and adversities are really God's angels, though they seem terrible to us. If we will only quiet our hearts and wait, we shall find that they are messengers from heaven, and they have brought blessings to us from God. They have come to tell us of some new joy that is to be granted, some spiritual joy, perhaps, to be born of earthly sorrow, some strange and sweet surprise of love which is waiting for us. We need to learn to trust God so perfectly that no messenger he ever sends shall alarm us.